Next to the Greek elections, the results should be known around 6 or 7 o'clock Irish time. And it's an outcome that will have consequences not just for the Greeks, but for the entire Eurozone area, with the favourites, the left-wing Syriza party, threatening to seek a renegotiation of its debt. More on that in a minute. We'll be hearing directly from Syriza. But first, the latest on the election campaign. We're joined from Athens by our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, how likely is it at this stage that Syriza will win an outright majority? And if not, with whom might they form a coalition, and how might that affect their programme for government?
Well, Richard, they basically need around 37-38% to gain an outright majority. Now, by a quirk of the Greek electoral system, that may depend on how many of the small parties actually don't get into the parliament. There's a system whereby you have a threshold of 3% to get into the parliament. There's 22 parties altogether. Seven of those parties are expected to get into the parliament. The ones who don't get into the parliament, the bigger their share of the vote, then the lower the threshold for an outright majority will be. So if you get a lot of votes for those small parties, and that's quite likely, then Syriza may just need around 37%, maybe 36-37% to get an overall majority. And that seems quite doable according to the more recent opinion polls. If they don't, then, yeah, the question will be who they go into government with. The coming party appears to be the party called Potami, meaning the river. That's run by a TV personality. It's to the left. It's anti-austerity but pro-European. They could be a possible partner. The Rump Pasok party could get over 5%, and they could also be a partner, although it would be very difficult for Syriza to go into government with Pasok, given that they are so intrinsically associated with the problems and the corruption and the cronyism of the past.
Now, Syriza said they want to stay in the European Union, they want to stay with the euro, but if, let's suppose they get in, whichever way, but if they pursue this path that they describe, if that's their goal, what are the chances that this would be impossible, that they might be forced out?
Well, it's a very good question. I mean, what Syriza can actually achieve if they do get into government in terms of renegotiating their debt. Now, the Greek debt is around 175% of GDP. It's over 320 billion euro. Now, Greece has had a lot of concessions over the past couple of years. In November 2012, the Eurogroup deferred interest payments on the ESM part of the loan. That's the European part of the loan. They deferred interest payments by 10 years. The maturities were extended for 15 years, and they've had a couple of those concessions as well since then. Another concession is that both the ECB and other national central banks agreed to defer any profits they would take on Greek bonds and pass those profits on to Greece. Now, that's going to lower Greece's financing needs by $9 billion. Between 2013 and 2016. So it's hard to know what further concessions Greece can get. It's also worth noting that because of these concessions, on its repayments this year, Greece will pay about 2.6% of GDP on interest payments. Ireland, which has a much smaller debt level, is going to pay 4.1%. So there will be obviously a scramble to find something that will take note or acknowledge the democratic will in Greece, but it's hard to see exactly where they're going to get a massive write-down, given that these concessions are already in place.
If they got something, however small, or even if they got some sort of conference, some sort of talks to discuss changing the way the system has been set up or the way their deal has been set up, what might the wider implications for the EU be? Would it then create pressure from other states for a deal for them? Would it change perhaps or cause a rethink in terms of the policy of harsh austerity, the one favoured by the Germans? What's the implication for the wider EU, Tony?
Well, certainly a lot of parties, both on the far right and on the far left, are the ones that would be loosely called populist parties. will take enormous heart from a series of victory, because the party has campaigned exclusively on ending austerity, having a greater emphasis on social spending and solidarity throughout the EU. The first party to look at is Podemos in Spain. That's a party on the far left that has come out of nowhere since the last European elections, and is now leading in the opinion polls in Spain, and they have declared deep kinship with Syriza. The problem is that once you get into making concessions on the public part of Greece's debt. Remember, Greece's debt is now held about 90% by Eurozone countries and the IMF. In other words, if there's going to be a concession for Greece, then countries like Spain and Italy are going to have to take a hit. Italy has a risk exposure of about 20% any kind of write-down of Greek debt. Spain has a risk exposure of 10%. So you will have a political problem there for those countries, who will have to explain to taxpayers that they are going to have to take a hit in order to meet the needs of the Greek people. So I think a lot will depend on how Syriza approached the negotiating procedure. There will certainly be mollifying words from Berlin, from Brussels, from the ECB, because no one wants to cast aspersion on a democratic vote. But I think it will be difficult for Syriza to get what they want, or what they've promised before the election.
Tony, thanks for that. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, live there from Athens.